Love stands little chance if lovely feels worthless when it leaves you alone. If these moments are precious with presence, praise, patience, attention, adoration, but they are not currency enough to purchase me status when weighed against the ponderous task of arranging the ever after that you have left, then what are hearts to do but languish that only understand the now? What are my hands and my mouth to do if they can't reach for, find, and heal you without you have from them as well the promise of another day? What, I wonder, of this grown glorious eye with you could ever make you feel more trepidatious than desired? I could have raged fiercely at whatever the set of circumstances perpetrated upon your innocence by a pair of inept elders that left you of the mind that fleeting meant without a future, rather than with a knowing that the future is made of moments, each one preparing you for the next and the next after that, if I had thought it might argue anything of import on my behalf. But I had so much rather sit in silence for the lessons in love that were handed unexpectedly from out of the ether, perhaps only for a day, but I doubt it, and say to you, please don't worry, sweet, sweet, gentle girl. Tell you, do not devalue lovely in the life that's left you because it appears mispackaged from where you sit receiving it. I am neither easy nor obvious, but I am wholly here, like you, in ways and for reasons that are ours to discover. Don't let the adepts and the guided meditation gurus have you chasing visions until you go completely blind. Trust what you manifest with your own superior magic. You are deeply powerful, and know that if you give rise to things in fear, they come, and life goes, no matter what you intended, or what else might be sitting on the front steps awaiting permission to presume. Call me from out of the ether again. Say to me, stay longer, and let us see. Say, propose a plan, and give me some sense that you are remotely useful. Say, put your magic where your mouth is, or keep it closed. I bow to your better wisdom, but it was your good you conjured, and it came.